Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, February 2nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 63%. The wind speed is west at 13 miles per hour with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.24. The dew point is 10 degrees and the current wind chill is 8 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. More people are connecting with mental health professionals in Johnson County than ever before through the co-responder program.
The Johnson County Mental Health Center worked with local sheriff's offices and police departments to place mental health professionals within their organizations. From outreach to joint 911 response, co-responders lead mental health decisions in the community. The co-responders' day is split between field work and making calls in the office. Prairie Village is one of the cities in Johnson County who has a co-responder embedded within the department. I'm Renata Landrum.
Police are investigating the murder of a woman at a hotel in Johnson County after she failed to check out of her hotel room. Olathe police were dispatched to a hotel on West 151st Street last Sunday and found a 53-year-old woman who later was identified as Rhoda Morgan of Gardner dead inside her room. Olathe police are asking for anyone with tips to contact them as the investigation continues. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Co...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. In its first 6 months of operation, 988 call centers in Kansas have seen a spike in calls for help, as well as consistently low rates of abandoned calls. On Wednesday, February 1st, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said that since the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline was launched in July, it has seen a nearly 27% increase in call volume compared to the previous 6 months. Based on national projections, Governor Kelly indicated that Kansas is expected to reach 120,000 calls in the first full year of operation. In June of 2022, Kelly noted that she signed Senate Bill 19, bipartisan legislation, to create the state's three-digit dialing code for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and the hotline has been backed by federal funds, with the idea that, just like 911, 988 would be easier to remember in a crisis. The governor said calls, texts, or chats to 988 that involve thoughts of suicide, mental health, or substance use crisis, as well as other kinds of emotional distress, are available all day, every day. She said callers can also get the immediate support of mobile crisis teams in case of extreme risk, referrals to local mental health services, and resources for follow-up care. In Kansas, Kelly said 988 centers are independently operated. She said they get additional state funds and oversight from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the 988 Coordinating Council that she appointed last fall. Kelly also said the Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ reports that funds have allowed it to hire for both chat, text, and calls to increase the capability to receive calls from Kansans and plans for expanded access in digital chats. The good news, Kansas Department of Transportation preliminary crash notifications for 2022 shows Kansas experienced a 3% decrease in fatalities compared to 2021. The bad news, vehicle crashes continue to be one of the state's main causes of preventable deaths. Vanessa Spartan, the Kansas Department of Transportation Safety Bureau Chief, said they hardly can celebrate 413 lives lost in 2022 compared to a total of 424 lives in 2021 because even one death is one too many. However, that said, while many states in the nation are experiencing an increase in fatal crashes, Kansas experienced a decrease. She said behind those numbers are the families and friends we must remember, but it's positive that 11 more families were able to continue with their daily lives and enjoy last year in comparison to 2021. No life lost is the goal, and 413 lives lost in vehicle crashes is 413 too many. Loss of life and serious injury not only leaves families and friends grieving emotionally, but results in economic stress for families, employers, and communities. Spartan said everyone sets the tone by example by building a community intolerance towards dangerous driving behaviors that can lead to a vehicle crash. Far too often, loss of life and serious injury could be avoided by wearing a seatbelt, slowing down, and following traffic laws. The public will soon see more information about Drive to Zero Kansas, a new educational traffic safety campaign the Kansas Department of Transportation is promoting in conjunction with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The goal is to reduce crashes, death, and serious injury through education, enforcement, emergency response, and engineering. Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson reported that the state office currently holds more than $500 million in unclaimed property for Kansans, and it's estimated that 1 in 10 people nationwide has unclaimed property. So it's worth checking regularly to see if you, your family, or friends have funds to claim. Plus, it's free. You can visit kansascash.ks.gov and click on the Search Unclaimed Property link to see if you have any unclaimed property. Lawmakers met on Wednesday in Topeka to discuss a potential increase in penalties for speeding vehicles going 30 miles per hour or higher over the speed limit. The proposed changes would make going 30 miles per hour or more over the speed limit a $500 fine instead of the current $195, and there would be an additional $20 for every mile per hour over that. Trooper Chad Crittenden said warnings and citations have been effective for some people, but for many others, it does not change their speeding habits. The bill is still being discussed in committee. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol and Thayer County Sheriff's Office said they have identified the source of a threat made against Thayer Central Community Schools in Hebron. Eric Hoops, the elementary principal at Thayer Central, said that a high school student brought the threat to the school's attention as the threat was on an Instagram post on Friday afternoon. The Thayer County Sheriff's Office reported that the person who made the threat is a former student, and out of an abundance of caution, the schools have been closed this week during the investigation. Investigators with the Nebraska State Patrol Tech Crimes Unit said they have determined the source of the threat and have identified a suspect located in New Mexico, and they're now working with authorities in New Mexico on the case. Thayer County Sheriff's Office said they have been in constant communication with the school throughout the investigation and have notified school officials that there is no threat to the school. Thayer Central Community Schools put out a letter to parents saying the school will reopen today, Thursday, February 2nd, and counselors will be available for any staff or students needing support. Law enforcement are also expected to be at the school in the coming days as the investigation is still ongoing. Officials said further information will be released when possible. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, on Sunday afternoon, a report came in that a motorcycle was traveling around 120 miles per hour on Interstate 80 in York County and passing on the shoulder. Later, the motorcyclist traveled to County Road 9 near Highway 14, where he reached speeds of 70 miles per hour. And as a motorcyclist tried to turn north on Giltner Spur, the motorcycle spun out of the grass, and 33-year-old Brandon Goodsell of Lincoln was arrested as he attempted to flee on foot. Nebraska State Patrol said they found a stolen handgun, methamphetamine, THC wax, more than 1 pound of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia in the rider's backpack. Goodsell was arrested and taken to the Hamilton County Jail for operating a motor vehicle to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, resisting arrest, driving during revocation, theft by receiving stolen property, and multiple weapon and drug charges. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with Coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week you traveled to Smith Center on Thursday night to duel the Smith Center Redmen. Nice win for you, 48-24. Let's start there.
Yeah, it was a great duel. It started off real well. We won quite a few in a row. And then got a little rocky in the middle. We lost a few that were close, and some that we kind of saw how tough they were. And then we ended really, really strong. Garrett with a tech pin. Jefferson came out with a win over Eli Franklin for the first time in overtime, and Corbin with a big pin at the end. So it was we were very dominant in most of the duel, and I was very happy with the way the boys competed.
And that probably helped you out a little bit on some of the seating for the Mid-Continent League. So Mid-Continent League tournament was the next day here at Norton, hosted by NCHS. And how did that turn out for you?
We'll start with the boys since we just talked about them. We had, I think, 9 total placers with 3 champions. The 3 big guys, Garrett, Jeff, and Corbin, all won their brackets. And it was a good day on the boys' side. We competed very well, had very competitive matches. We lost a few that were really close, but they were matches that we were used to getting beat pretty bad in, and they were really close, some of them into overtime. So we're really closing that gap on some of them. And Aston and Derek both beat kids that they hadn't beat all year, so they had really good days and were very competitive. The team overall ended up 2nd as a team behind Hoxie, which was great. We were wrestled incredible, so I was really happy with the way the boys competed. On the girls' side, everyone came away with a medal. We had 2 champions in Cadence Greason and Lorelei Granberry, both beating girls that they hadn't beat all year. Cadence beat 2 girls they hadn't beat all year, and they were pinners. They did really good, scoring a lot of team points, and they came away with the league championship for the first time in school history, so I was really happy for the girls.
And then, of course, like always, the wrestler of the week. Can you tell us who those were?
So our JV wrestler of the week this week was Caleb Sumner. He stepped into the duel for Jack and came away with a pin, wrestled really well. Our boys wrestler of the week was Jefferson Otter. He beat Eli Franklin twice in 1 week, which is hard to do, especially when you're that competitive with somebody. And our girls wrestlers of the week were the 2 champions, Lorelei and Cadence.
Then this Friday, you will have a duel. You'll travel over to Phillipsburg and have a duel. And, of course, that's in a combination with the junior high, the Norton Junior High. Let's start off with what do you expect out of the Panther High School wrestlers?
They're a young team right now, but they do have some very experienced kids and some weights. And we're kind of sick right now, so hopefully we can get everyone in the lineup by the end of the week. But we'll see. I'd rather sit out now than have to miss regionals because we pushed ourselves too hard. But it should be a very competitive duel. It always is. It's kind of a rivalry, and we have a good combination of kids, and I think we should have a pretty good duel. On the girls' side, they only have 3 girls. We should get 3 matches in, but we'll win that duel just based off of forfeits alone. So that should be a pretty good day.
And we talked about it's in conjunction with the junior high also having a duel there. Can you explain the format for the junior high?
So the junior high is going to be on 2 mats. 1 mat's going to be boys, 1 mat's going to be girls. In the past, they've just paired up. Sometimes they do an actual duel, but I think they just try and get as much mat time as they can. That's starting at 4:30, I believe, and they should be done by the time the high school duel starts.
Saturday, you'll travel back right over to Phillipsburg for the annual Panther Classic, and it's also a junior varsity and girls tournament for you. And what do you expect out of that Panther Classic?
Panther Classic will be a really good tournament. I'd say it's really tough because it's a lot of our league, Plus, you add Abilene, Great Bend, Atwood, Beloit, and Minneapolis, who all have very tough kids on both the boys and the girls' side. So it should be a very competitive tournament, especially with us going into a bye week kind of next week, so it'll be good. And the girls going into regionals next week, it'll be a good test before we start going into postseason.
And will you see quite a few of the people that'll be at your regional?
Yes, that will help quite a bit. We'll see a lot of the teams that we will see at our regional. There's still going to be a few teams that we haven't seen at all this year at our regional, but we should have some commons that should help us with seeding there.
And, of course, could you tell us how that format will run at the tournament?
The boys will be in the, I believe it's the Newland gym, the main gym that they have, and then the JV and the girls will be in the auxiliary gym on the other side.
And that'll be at 10 o'clock on Saturday?
Starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, Coach. Well, we're going to wish the best of luck on Friday when you travel over to Phillipsburg, and then again on Saturday you go over to Phillipsburg for the Panther Classic. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all the Norton wrestlers in their upcoming meets. A celebration of life for Joanne Knoll, 89 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 4th, at the First United Methodist Church in Norton, and a private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Gideon's International or the First United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Paul Arthur Lucian, 81 of Norton, passed away on January 28th in his home, and Paul's family will host a funeral service tomorrow, Friday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. The service will be at the Church of God in Norton with Daryl Boston and Gunnar Hayes officiating. In lieu of flowers, a memorial for hospice services has been established as the family appreciates the amazing care that they provided them and for Paul. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajitas, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, starting at 4 p.m., the Varsity Scholars Bowl, and also starting at 4 p.m., the Junior High Wrestling with Multiple Schools. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 34 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog between midnight and 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 11 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become south after midnight. On Friday, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 40, and on Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday should be sunny with a high near 47. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of rain, otherwise sunny with a high near 46. And on Wednesday, a 20% chance of rain, should be partly sunny with a high near 50. Currently, with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 63%. The wind speed is west at 13 with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.24. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the current wind chill is 8 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats dropped that heartbreaking Sunflower Showdown to KU, and they are now in second place in the Big 12, just one game off of the lead, with the second half of the schedule to go. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com between WIBW Radio in Topeka, he discussed what he thinks K-State needs to do to play a little bit better in the second half, but also how their schedule coming up fits a chance for them to try and win the Big 12 title.
There's just some things to polish. But boy, being 6-3 at the turn in the Big 12 in this conference with the team ahead of you in Texas coming into your place, it's in a really good situation. If they can polish up their play a little bit, they've got a lot of their tough road games out of the way. They've been to Austin, they've been to Ames, now they've been to Lawrence, they've been to Fort Worth, if that's still a tough game with their injuries, and now they get some of these teams coming into Manhattan, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Jerome Tang's team.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's begin with your weather forecast.
All eyes may be on the groundhog today, but we know officially that spring is going to arrive on Monday, March 20th.
And between now and then, we do see some chances of snow that will likely come by the middle to later part of next week. For now, though, things are fairly quiet, and we'll see a bit of a warm-up today. The cold front currently in South Dakota is going to be sliding south, making its way into northern Oklahoma by later on this evening. And then we'll see chillier temperatures tomorrow with a warm-up this weekend and rain chances returning by early next week. For northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-30s.